This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Michael Wetzel, Wetzel, date of birth 7/3/1943. Dear Dr. Freestone, oh, also Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4015. Then we'll say, dear doctors, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Wetzel with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, a small right kidney, and hypertension. His last visit was February 20th of 2023. He's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Today he's working at a grain elevator in the Middleton area. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram once daily, and he's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical exam, the patient was unable to get a weight or blood pressure today for us because he's at the grain elevator and doesn't have a scale or a blood pressure cuff. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 8th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.9. This is stable. Estimated GFR is 35. Albumin 4.5. Calcium 9.5. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 2.3. Hemoglobin is 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, small right kidney. Three, hypertension. The patient has been getting monthly labs for us, and we will have him continue. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.